You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you look at where Jalen is right now, because he's under contract, not going to get an extension for a while. He's got about 3 years left this. He just got one.
Two off seasons ago.
So he's like 3 years. I'm just thinking about their team wise, and we've talked about Jalen Carter and probably I mean, you look at the two young corners.
Yeah,
like they're going to have to come up off of it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But by that time, something you said, those older players who are there now will be transitioning out, and the guys who are backups right now who are developing behind those guys will be in.
That's the thing that they do so well too, is because they keep those guys in rotation, and then when we can't afford to pay. I mean, name a guy over the last handful of years.
Okay, Lane Johnson. Lane Johnson makes $20 million.
Yeah. So then you just bring in the guy who's been behind him and elevate him. It's really impressive what they've done. It really is. They've built it well. You know, obviously, so much of the reaction here is, damn, why can't we do that? But everybody's thinking that.
Yes.
You know? Now, yes, the Falcons were there in a position to draft literally every single person that they drafted, but a lot of teams were, and there's a reason why they're there and the Chiefs are there and other teams are there perennially and a lot of teams aren't.
Dude.
Good franchises stay good.
Dude, I'm looking at Cooper DeJean's basketball highlight from high school.
Oh, yeah. Send that to me.
Goodness gracious.
That sounds like something I'd like to
watch. He is bamming on everybody.
Oh, of course he is.
Dude.
Of course he
is. Look at this guy.
2024 turned into 2025,
Randy. Dude, this dude dunked on everybody. You say send it to
me. He rolled, though. Yeah, send that over. I'm going to put that on at home.
God.
Coach Jack. When he got that pick six last night, Jack was already in bed asleep. I was like, do I wake him?
Yes. Yes. Send it over. Yeah.
Do I show him the pick six?
But yeah, he's out there bamming on folks. But yeah, I mean, we talk about the NBA. I mean, Luka's making his debut tonight.
Yeah,
10:30. I was like, what time? 10:30.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see those highlights in the morning.
I'll probably see like the intros and maybe the first quarter.
Oh no, dude! I know what, we didn't go hard, but I ain't go soft either. Like I got the shakes, man.
What's in between there?
Like. Just lay down. I need a nap.
Okay.
Just something like.
I didn't go hard. Sleep but I didn't go soft.
Yeah, sleep. What I need is a nap. I need to just knock some of this tide off.
Okay.
You know, get you like 40 minutes just on the couch real quick. But I saw he's making his debut. But the Anthony Davis thing. Andy, I'm sitting there watching this dude go bonkers in the first half.
Yeah.
Lobs.
Yeah.
One on ones. Blocking shots.
I was like, see?
And one.
That's why everybody was
here.
Being ridiculous.
I'm here. He tells the crowd, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, AD. Yeah.
That's the AD that people were sleeping on when they reacted to that trade.
And then
he gets hurt.
And then he gets hurt. And now he's going to be out for a while.
Unspecified amount of time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yep. That's the AD story in a nutshell. Yeah,
that's it.
That's why his nickname is Street Clothes.
Yep.
Sucks. I mean, he really is, when he's healthy, which is not often.
Yep.
He's one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, man.
He's a phenomenal player.
Dude.
He just is not durable. And that, in order for them to even have any conversation about this trade being good, which it probably never will happen because it's never happened. It probably never will. But Anthony Davis had to be healthy and productive and honestly had to be dominant for them to do well in this trade over the next couple of years.
Yes.
Because Luka's 25. So 7 years from now, and Anthony Davis is retired, Luka's still going to be in his prime. Mm-hmm. Like, he's still going to be out there balling.
Yeah.
Like, this trade is going to linger for so long.
Yes.
It's gonna suck for a decade for Mavericks fans.
The people with fire Nico's shirts and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure just for a quick 13, 14-minute span watching Anthony Davis play, you were all like, well, he is.
I don't know.
Good.
Maybe Nico knows what he's doing.
I don't know. Maybe Nico knows what he's doing.
And mad
then
scientist.
Just like that.
Yeah. And then the thing, and again, and this is not, I'm not trying to sound, you know, rude or dismissive or whatever, but like the thing that always happens with Anthony Davis happened.
Yeah.
He got hurt. He always gets hurt. It sucks, but it's true. And I love watching him play, but you don't get to watch him play that much. So, yeah, now they're screwed. You know what I mean? Like, and Luka's going to play tonight. He's going to score 40 points.
Yeah, man.
Because, of course, he is.
But they're screwed, too, because they thought they had their center of the future.
That's true.
And then all of a sudden, this dude.
I think the Anthony Davis one's a little worse.
I do, too. But this dude they Charlotte sent it out damaged goods.
Yeah, it's classic Charlotte.
Yeah, like, okay, maybe their X-ray machine isn't as good as ours.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Maybe their MRI machine is broken.
That is a wild
hope. Like, that is crazy that really thought this dude was going to pass this physical.
It's like going to a test, just flat out not studying.
Yeah.
You didn't do any work, and you're like, I don't know, maybe I'll get lucky.
Hey, that's Bradley Cooper.
Like sending your damaged goods to the Lakers,
yes.
Who are the premier franchise, or one of the premier franchises in the NBA. Like, they're going to somehow miss that Mark Williams' body doesn't work.
Yes. They're going to be. He's played 22 games this year.
Yeah.
There might be a reason.
So Kinect just goes back?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, guys.
Hey,
we're also deprived of what was supposed to be our destiny of Cam.
Oh, yeah, Cam Reddish doesn't get to be a Hornet.
So, what's the, I mean,
that's kind of supposed to be a Hornet.
Like, because if you're Dalton, like, Dalton didn't do that wrong. Connect.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, so he walks back in the locker room like.
He's just mad because they traded him.
Yeah, like.
It's like, I wasn't even here for 10 minutes. You guys got rid of me, and now I'm coming back.
And
like,
I didn't do that. Why'd y'all do this?
Yeah, what did I do wrong? Well, we got Luka, and you're.
Yeah, but no, I'm laughing at the fact is that they, like, probably took all his stuff down.
Yeah.
Probably assigned his jersey to somebody else.
That's a great point. Like, his whole locker is going to be brand new stuff. And he's like, do you guys threw all
y'all
of it away?
My stuff out?
You threw everything away. I had a half bottle of cologne in there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all packed up all my stuff and threw it away?
Was he gone long enough for it to go clearance rack at the team store?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I don't
someone
know,
may have, you know.
I don't know why this is true, but it is true. All the Marshalls and TJ Maxxes right now have great Hawks stuff. And I don't know if that coincided with the trade deadline. I have no idea. It might just be a coincidence. But I was in there the other day shopping for the 80s dance.
Mm-hmm.
Great Hawks stuff.
Really?
I got a Mitchell & Ness Hawks like zip-up, mm-hmm. red, old school with the Pac-Man logo for like $20.
Right.
They got hoodies. They has a Trae Young jersey in there. I was like, what do they know that I don't know?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just trying to stumble.
But if you're trying to get some good deals on some Hawk stuff, the TJ Maxx over by the baseball stadium.
Okay. Because I'm in the mix with some lost, like, what they call them, hidden treasures over there. That's what they tell me at Marshall's, and they'll be hidden. Because I got to start wearing shoes more, regular shoes more. I went to the doctor, Andy, and because from my feet, my ankles and stuff, this is what I'm checking. He's like, Randy, you gotta
can't wear pool shoes.
Can't
every
wear
day?
Pool shoes every day, Randy. You can't wear flip flops.
So what's he prescribed? Like some Frickies?
No, hell no. I went and got the new Asics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw you had those on the other day. Yeah, I got the new Asics and stuff. So
those are nice.
For keep my arches up and stuff like that. But yeah, they like somebody. I saw a picture. Dude said he found like some Jordan, one of them Jordan numbers. At Marshall's.
Yeah.
You're sitting there. A size 14, too.
You can find some.
I was like,
really
a size 14?
Nice stuff at those. You just got to go a lot. And you got to look.
Yeah. But
that's where I got these. Not that these are Jordan 14s. I got $20.
I like them.
You believe that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Rock out with them.
It's a pretty good deal.
Rock out with them, man. But
I'm talking about these Reeboks that I'm wearing for people that can't see what I'm pointing at.
I saw them. I noticed them when I got here. I was like, oh, those are nice new Reeboks. Because I'm a Reebok guy.
I know you are.
Yeah. So I
thought about that. I was like, I wonder if Randy could have got these for me for cheaper.
I probably could. Probably could have. Probably could have got them for you for free.
That's probably true.
But at the same time,
wear these out.
But the NBA season is, I mean, obviously, Trae Young being named the All Star, good for him. He should have been voted in one, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
But he still gets the honor of going. He still gets the honor of going. And, you know, I don't know how you figure out, like, is there any free agents there? Because they say a lot of these free agent summer deals were made at All Star. Like, is there somebody you want him to specifically talk to? To try and maybe, hey, you want to go to Atlanta? For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Get him over here.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, we're going to have $50 million of cap space this summer.
Yeah.
It's a fun city to live in.
Why don't you come on down?
Come on down.
Come on down.
We got a lot going on. This is a great midday show from 11 to 2 you could listen to on the radio while you're driving to practice.
And they'll have you on.
They'll have you on.
Unannounced.
They'll have you on and ask you good questions.
Man, who's that? Who would that be?
What?
At the game. Like, could you, like, talk to... No, the Carl Anthony Towns, he knows I'll run a joke on him, so he
yeah,
ain't coming
here. We've said way too many things about Carl.
We said too many things about Carl Anthony Towns.
There's, like, certain guys that we can't ever have on the show and keep credibility. Carl Anthony Towns,
yes.
Rudy Gobert,
yes.
Jordan Poole,
yes.
Who, by the way, watching those guys the other night, like, that guy's living his absolute best life.
Yes.
Like, Jordan Poole gets to shoot as many shots as he wants.
Yes.
He gets to start. They're terrible on purpose. Like, he plays about 30 minutes a night. He still has the big contract from Golden State and a ring. And he doesn't have to get punched by Draymond at practice
And he lives
anymore.
In Chocolate City.
And he lives in D.C., which is not a bad place to live. Like, he's got a great deal. Being the highest paid, best, quote-unquote, best player, even though there's young guys that hopefully will be better. But, like, that guy on a tanking team, that's like being a backup quarterback. But he actually gets to go out there and play. It's pretty nice. He played all right the other night. I was just like, oh, yeah, Jordan Poole's still there. Because they kind of traded away everything else, you know? But he's still there hanging out. Him and Malcolm Brogdon.
Malcolm Brogdon. Wow.
Boy, has he fallen from grace. He was the sixth man of the year 2 years ago.
Was that long ago?
In Boston.
Damn.
On a team that was in the NBA Finals. Yeah. And now he's coming off the bench with Corey Kispert.
Damn.
In Washington.
Life comes at you fast in the NBA world, dog.
It really does.
When do you six man compete for titles? Next thing, you're sharing a shower with Jordan Poole.
Next thing.
Damn.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You're coming off the bench for Bub Carrington. All right, go get Bub.
There's a big room of showers, dude. There's a big room with showers. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come
you
on.
Get in there, and in there on, with man. Jordan Poole. Just the two of you. All right, we'll come
I've been
back.
Thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Yeah, thinking about the past. Watching the Celtics win that championship last year. In the shower with Justin Champagne. All right, we'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.